Intervju Radija Študent. Pozdravljeni v terminu za Ereš intervju, v katerem bomo danes slišali posnetek pogovora s frontmenom kultne zasedbe Einstürzende Neubauten, Blixo Bargeldom, in cenjenim elektrončkarjem Karstenom Nikolajem, ki ga bolje poznamo pod psevdonimom Alva Noto. Intervju je nastal v jutru po njunem koncertu v kinu Šiška, zato smo v njuno zanimivo sodelovanje posegli predvsem skozi živo nastopanje. To pa je, kot v intervjuju potrdi Bargeld, tudi osrednje gonilo njunega skupnega projekta ANBB.
So the first question that your fans might be most interested in, you played lots of new material last night, or at least material that wasn't released on the Retnarut handshake. So will that see the light of day?
We have recorded the Retnarut handshake was only an EP to precede the actual album. The album is finished and will come out in
October 4th is the official release date, but we get it any day.
Yeah, so the vinyl is already in boxes and standing in the houses, but the CD is coming soon. But not everything we played yesterday is on that album. We still play a lot of even more material that is not going to be on that album, but probably at some later release.
And this is stuff that comes up when you play live.
It's a kind of rule. We always
play one thing that we haven't played before, minimum. Nice. Yesterday we played one thing we have not played before at all, and two or three that were not recorded yet.
Yeah. And how do you get ideas for new songs when you perform live, or do you keep studio work and live performance separated?
Differs. Sometimes, I mean, we did a lot of studio work and...
But the basic is somehow created in live performances, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I read that it was you who approached Blixa for this collaboration. So, did you have a worked out idea on how this collaboration should look?
No, not really. I really loved the Neubauten and Blixa's lyrics a lot. I mean, basically, I love his kind of... the lyrics. I call them poems almost. I don't know how you call it. I always was really fascinated by that. And there was a moment where I felt like, okay, voice is so far away from me. But if I would imagine to work with voice, then I would probably. Blixa is one of the few ideas I came up because and as well we share, we're both German and it's quite easy. And
Blixa, I read that in some recent interview that you didn't know Karsten's music before, so it was quite a surprise.
I didn't know his music before 2000 and something.
Somebody
has written
because
something.
Because I know you're quite interested in adventurous music. And
I did not know his music before I met him. But that is already a really long time ago.
Does Raster Noten or your music particularly get enough attention in Germany from the media, for example?
No.
I mean, we are an experimental label, and I think it's really funny. In your own country, you never get really great attention. But let's say after 10 years of working, we become a kind of a reference for a specific kind of music, let's
right.
say.
Yeah. I don't know if there's there's also, if you look at the whole German popular musical landscape, which is what publications usually write about, and so for any kind of serious things the press attention gets much, much smaller. But if you look at that popular landscape, then Germany is very, very boring and very traditional in its popular contents, and that these media do not take anything else into notice.
Because I get a completely different impression here. I mean, Rasternoton to me seems like one of the more exposed labels in.
Yeah, but that's why I said that. I think there is some kind of correlevance in that. It is it is the amount of popular, and the way the popular music is gone in a particular circle, in a particular country, etc., somehow dictates also how serious serious music or experimental music will show up within media. If you have this like really strong popular stuff, then you won't find much else in the media, even if there is a lot of it, because Germany has a lot of really interesting music and avant-garde and experimental, etc., but that doesn't mean it shows up in the popular media.
And what kind of stuff shows in the popular media?
Popular music.
Yeah, because I think I don't know any popular German bands, maybe.
No, they're really, really regional in a way.
Yeah, Tokyo Hotel or something like
that. Yeah, Tokyo Hotel is internationally successful by now.
Yeah.
They were clever enough not to really limit themselves on Germany, but everything else of all that German singing bunches from like Uni or what they all called, they never make it outside.
I mean, this is a big difference, and maybe we share this as well. I mean, Blixer with his history in music in Neubauten, being always known outside of Germany too. It's not just a German phenomenon.
Right.
Yeah. And Rasternoton, we are even more extreme. I think people in the outside know us more as inside Germany. I mean, I would accept Berlin. Yeah? In Berlin, it's a different situation.
You mentioned Neubauten, so you know, when you get to do interviews nowadays, are people still more interested in the past, in the early Neubauten, or are they showing interest in this collaboration?
No, really, both. I mean, it's really the surprising moment of we're doing something together, and both sides are really. Of course, there are sometimes questions about Neubauten, but because there is a lot of historical interesting
right.
things to ask for, but. But I think what the main journalists we always when we do interviews are really interested in this combination, in this quite unexpected combination.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then once you hear it, you think, actually that makes sense. It sounds that's a possibility how it could possibly be sounded. We had an old friend of mine, musician, yesterday in the audience who heard and saw that for the first time, and he loved it, and he thought this really goes well together, and it all makes complete sense. But it is not something that you can just imagine by thinking we two are going to play together.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to think, what is it going to be? Is it just going to be sinus notes and Blixer is doing some unutterly stuff on top of it?
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a possibility, but that's not exactly what we're doing. And that probably is due to the fact that it has all been born out of life. Concerts. We have played live performances long time before we started even making the record. So we used the experience from the live playing actually to feed the idea there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned this French musician. Was this a Slovenian musician?
No, but a musician that lives in Slovenia, a German musician that lives in Slovenia,
uh-huh.
that lives in Ljubljana. It's Harry Rak.
Uh-huh.
You know Harry Rak?
Before, yeah.
Yeah. Is from an old German band called Süff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he started making music recently again.
So. Yeah, good.
So Karsten, Einstürzte in den Neubauten was obviously a big influence, you know, so this must be a dream come true to be able to work with Blixer. So how concerned are you with the legacy of Neubauten? Or how focused are you on this current project?
Yeah,
are you much
I mean, yes and no. I think when we are working together, you simply forget everything. I mean, in a way, you forget about all this weight what you might carry with you, and I think it feels really very personal and very very interesting experimentation. So you don't think in references or history so much. Yeah. But I mean, it's nice to work with Boris Wilsdorf, who is as well a recording engineer for Neubauten, in the Neubauten studio, that you see the instruments sometimes. But as well, it's nice to... I mean, Blixa is a great experimentator, and when he's starting things, I heard about stories what he tried out already many years ago, and I'm then proposing, throwing ideas in the air. So it's nice in a way to have this. And Neubauten was always famous for breaking the borders in classical sense of music. Yeah? So that's, I think, really, really great to share.
Right. So you met like 3 years ago. Is that
no longer?
We met seven or eight years ago.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
So but you know, you knew about Blixa just from the media probably before.
No, but as we met, we basically we cannot really figure out
exactly.
Knew
his brother before.
Yeah. So, but Blixa was doing a show in the art gallery. So, as well in Berlin, the circle between music and art, and as well what Blixa is doing is very.
Well, not that there are not that many people there. It's always it's still kind of.
You meet some point. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Maybe a question for Blixa.
No, I'm fully here.
So now that you got to know Carsten's music really good, do you feel this reference to the early Einsterzen, the Neubauten?
No.
No?
No.
How do you feel about this? Do you feel this connection to... Because I know...
It's not... I wouldn't be able to... I mean, if I think away my own voice, then I would not make an automatically a Neubauten connection. That's not. That's it.
Yeah.
Most of the electronic music in this field maybe comes from this more industrial side of things.
I mean, it's a collaboration, so things all sounds different when I would play solo and we talked a lot and experimented a lot, but which way we want to go. And actually, when you listen to the album, I think there are 10 songs or 11 songs. I don't know. Each song is a bit kind of different. It's not really like a concept
album.
It's not
homogenous.
Yeah.
It's very disparate.
You know, you have this influence from a cover version, like The Mole in the Ground, or this thing. It's something I would never do. I mean, Blixa is... You did a few cover versions, but I mean, it's not on regular.
Right.
It's not a regular thing.
Mm.
And if you listen to the album fully, there is maybe there's some songs who could be closer to Neubauten, but I think in general it's something different.
Do you talk about your performances after the gig? Were you happy with the gig last night?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were very happy with it.
Mm. Were things in the beginning kind of more exciting because? You still didn't know each other that well, music.
No, I find it right now most exciting,
mm-hmm.
because we have enough material to be safe, and we have enough material to choose what to play on a given night and how to change it. And the first couple of shows we played were more insecure, and they were also shorter. And now we have a length that where you can say, yeah, this is now the full on thing here. Yeah, this
quite
is
long,
now. Huh?
Yeah,
this was like the real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing, like 90 minutes.
Really, yeah. So, yeah.
This was the first one this long, or
they always
get a little bit long.
We always adding each time we play, we adding one more song. So
we make up a song in a concert, and then we think, oh yeah, that was actually good. Let's play it tomorrow again. But then it's not new, so we have to add another new one to it. So they get one longer with every show.
When you finish this tour, it might be like 4 hours long. Or
No, not really. We're not only playing like
eight
more
shows. We're kicking
our
songs out basically.
Yeah.
Every time, every day. Or every time we play, we make a new set list, and then...
Yesterday was probably the last day where we were able to play the whole stuff. Because now it's too... When we add another
we
one now to it, then it's too long.
No, already we're already leaving things out.
Yeah, which one did we leave out?
We have already two things we don't
Which one did we leave out? I don't know anything.
There is, remember the what I called Rampe, the one?
Yeah, but I thought you were playing that yesterday.
No.
Oh, you were not playing.
Remember that this is when we only play one time.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This is okay. Out already. Again.
Okay.
I mean, and there is one more, like what we played.
Okay.
It's a strange beat. I can have to play
with right.
We have
so
all
there are
these code words. We call them all sketches, and we call them AB65. No, we have
AB1. There's AB2, AB1 to AB454. They are, and we haven't played all of them yet.
Yeah.
So there was this nice moment. I noticed last night. First, it was Blixa who let out that notorious scream, and then you seemed impressed with it. As most of us. Then Blixa, you seemed quite pleased with how Karsten manipulated with that recording.
Yes, but it's a full-on composition, that one. Everything is regulated in this one. I knew that he's going to manipulate it. He knew that I'm going to scream. I knew that I'm going to add two more notes to it. I knew that he's going to add this or that to it. That's fully, there is room for it to change and have them in different ways, but it is a complete composition in four parts.
You still seem to surprise each other.
Yeah, the scream is not that controllable that you know how it comes out on a particular night. And yesterday it happened to be in a particular high-pitched one. That must have been the room and the PA helped in that one, because it was extremely high.
Yeah.
And then I take my pleasure in watching like the first couple of rows going, because it is actually not louder than other things that we play. It is just that you have these the physical phenomenon of these two very high-pitched notes being so close in frequency that they seem to the room around anyone seems to disappear. Mm-hmm. You don't know, it's not coming from any direction anymore, it seems to be everywhere.
It's
in your inner ear somewhere, and then you go, it's like having water in both your ears, and that is of course pleasurable to watch, then, because most people don't know that phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's...
Do you tend to surprise each other more nowadays, or maybe in the beginnings?
As you can imagine, the first time you hear that, it's maybe surprising, but then...
This song actually is the most challenging song, but as well the song we play the longest time. Like, this was actually...
One of the first
compositions we did. Yeah.
And we have changed and revised it and changed it. It was originally written for an Italian performance and had complete Italian lyrics from beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And then later we revised it and we played it in London and we put some complete other stuff on it. And this is what we play now live is mostly related to the version that is on the album.
There was this nice contrast between the more conventional songwriting, if we call it like that, and the more open
front.
Sure. So, you know,
that's a difficult thing to balance. It has. I think it has to have that. Otherwise, you get too much the feeling that the whole concert is amorph somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to have somehow. Every now and then, you have to get a little crack in the whole thing, and you see some structure.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the material is noise, but you have to see some structure.
Mm-hmm. So you're pursuing this idea of doing this balance from the beginning, because
I think so. Yeah.
Because artists usually start with, let's say, more conventional stuff, and then move on to more experimental.
For us, it's more the conventional stuff.
I'm a freak for structures.
Yeah.
I love the following them for a while and then destroying them. But I like to have a structure, even if I work with something like a scream. I want to put it in a structure.
This set last night, I don't know if it was the sound system, which was really nice last night, because.
Mm.
Previously in this place it wasn't so good. So.
That is probably due to our sound engineer.
Yeah, we have a sound engineer.
Who is really, he studied that, he knows that he really spends a couple of hours only trying to understand the sound system there and getting the best possible sound out of that, and then the rest is a concert.
I got this impression it can be quite anarchic in some way. With your recent output with Ryuichi Sakamoto and the Xerox albums, we got to know the more, let's say, lyrical side of you. And now with Blixa, there's this more punk attitude maybe coming out. Is this something that comes out naturally?
I mean, no, I have to say, I always recorded strong rhythmic stuff, and of course the albums of Sakamoto became really known because it was it's very accessible music, let's say. It's for me the first what I would consider as well music, really. But in between, I recorded Unit XT, what was my last album, and and there, it's this is already really really harsh, rhythmic
this,
music.
But
yeah,
maybe it doesn't have quite this attitude, or maybe this.
Yeah,
was my
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't usually call it punk. I think the difference there is more to me, and that once again is due to the fact that it is so much based on life. It has a bit more of like the rock music in it than you would normally associate with that kind of instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
But that is due to the fact that it comes out of a life situation, really.
And working with Karsten now, does this collaboration bring you maybe back memories to your earlier days? Or
no.
You're not nostalgic like the media is. you mostly work in the studio, so I get the impression that you like things to be controlled. Or when you play live with gigs, are things still able to put out this control?
You know, in the last years, the technology moved really quick on, and as an electronic musician, of course, you are mainly sitting in the studio with the computer because this is the environment, this is your instrument. But you have so much possibility of, interfaces, software, real-time possibilities now. You don't need necessarily anymore this kind of studio environment. Maybe you need to prepare things, like you have to build your instrument before you're playing it. But this is something what, as well, because I play a lot of live the last years, and this is something that I really liked, that things are shaping out in the moment. I mean, this is not, maybe in this collaboration it comes really clearly out. But
you do a lot of work in preparing things, but you prepare also the way and the possibility of losing the control about things.
Yeah.
You keep always keep a lot of little windows and doors open through which things can happen that are not planned and that are not controlled. Of course, they need like a support structure. You need to actually plan that, but then you open all these doors and then there will other things coming in.
What is the next step for this duo? Do you see this as a
we play? We're going to continue. We are gonna go. We're gonna finish this tour. Then I'm gonna go on tour to Neubauten, and then I go back to San Francisco. And when I come back in spring, we're gonna play some more shows, and then we're probably gonna work on some of that material.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to imagine we just finished this album, and it was a quite long work. I mean, not long, but it was a really intense work, and we're really happy now that we wrapped up the albums and the things are recorded, and we are really concentrate on life. So, and it's really enjoying this right now.
Mm-hmm. How long were you recording this album?
I mean, we had like 30 days in the
no,
studio.
It was
no,
on and
something.
Off and on and off. Every time I was there,
but,
well, we was there, we did some recordings, and then I got really, really sick, and then I couldn't sing for a long time, so it was dragging on for ages.
Yeah.
So maybe just one last question. What are you currently involved with apart from this collaboration? Do you work with something else?
I mean,
am I something involved right now?
Your anniversary? Yeah, the Neubauten, this is...
Yeah, no, well, but I'm not involved in anything else right now, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm of course involved in general issues, numerous things, because I have the visual arts and I'm preparing a big installation with actually a Slovenian artist, Marko Pelha.
Mm-hmm.
We worked before, and we got invited to do an installation again in a different way 10 years later.
When will this installation happen?
In November. And so
here in Slovenia? Or
no, in
Berlin?
Japan.
Oh,
in
Japan.
In Japan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the possibility, once I'm there, to make a tour in Japan as well. So I'm combining those things. And yeah, then the end of the year, I'm probably...
I am involved. I know something else that I'm involved in. I'm playing a concert with the original rebuilt Intonaro Mori, Russolo's futuristic instrument. Some Italian music professor has rebuilt them by original plans, and I have written two compositions for it, and they were premiered in New York, and now they're going to be in in October they're going to be in Rovereto near Bolzano in Alto Adige in in Südtirol. So I'm involved in that.
What are these machines like? If they're recreated to the originals, are they really big?
Not impressively big. If you're used to like PA systems or something, they're magnificently simple. Actually, they are just mechanical. They all have a crank in which you. Basically,
start up the mechanism. Or?
No, basically there are strings inside, and they make the strings sound, and then they have old-fashioned conic shaped openings which function to amplify the via a membrane amplify the sound, and that's basically it. They could be controlled by a gear to the height of the note and. They look really good. They look exactly as on the one or two existing photos, and so I was asked, among other composers, to write something for it, and I was also asked to write it in the original notation that Rousselot has used for his machines, which is just an adaptation of normal note writing, and it is. The first one I've written for that is literally the first composition I ever written in notes. With a pen on paper.
So this is just for the purpose of this installation, or will maybe this music?
It's not an installation; it's a concert.
Oh, a concert.
Yes.
But it's going to be released on the record, maybe sometime.
It's going to be recorded. Yeah.
What other artists are involved with it?
You mean the compositions?
The compositions.
I am the only one that is there as an artist because I have written a piece for the Internal Modi and voice, and I'm the voice. But. The other artist, Mike Patton, has written one. Let me see. I know Mike Patton, and probably I have forgotten everybody else because I didn't know anyone of them else personally. It's mainly.
Maybe we should look it up.
Yeah, well, they will record it. It will be recorded in Italy for an album, and I guess that's going to be released.
This is it from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Unverbindlich, Red Mouth Handshake, Red Mouth Handshake aus dem Dschungel und zurück ins Nichts, aus dem Nichts bis nach New York. Red Mouth, Red Mouth
Poslušali ste posnetek intervjuja z Blikso Bargeldom in Karstenom Nikolajem, ki je bil posnet ob njunem sobotnem gostovanju v Ljubljani. Vprašanja pa jima je zastavljal Goran Kompoš. Intervju Radija Študent.